Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai. So we're hearing about the Vyasa Puja celebration of Madhavendra Puripad being conducted in Shantipur by Srila Advaita Acharya. And he has the good fortune of having the holy presence of Lord Chaitanya in his house. And Mother Shachi's there, and so many hundreds of devotees, and they're all gathering together to observe this function. There's all kinds of prasadam. Lord Chaitanya is walking around here and there to see all the arrangements for the feast. Tandula dehaye prabhu garadui, tandula dehe prabhu garadui chari, paravata pramana deke kashta sari sari. Granga saw that there were two or four rooms which were filled with rice. Rooms full of rice! Bengalis can eat a lot of rice. There was rows of wood for burning, stacked like mountains. Parvat Praman. Gara pancha deke gata randa nerastali. Gara dui chari deke mudgera viali. Nana vida vastra deke gara pancha sata. Gara dasha bara prabhu deke kola pata. Gardui chari prabhu deke chipitaka sahasra sahasra kandi deke karalaka. Gauranga saw five rooms filled with earthen pots for cooking. Two to four rooms were filled with mung dal without the, you know, what do you call it? Skin on it. What's it called? There's a name for the chilka. He saw five to seven rooms filled with cloth and 10 to 12 rooms filled with leaf plates and leaf cups. A lot of rooms over there. A lot of rooms in Advaitacharya's house, that's for sure. 4 and 5 is 9 and 4 is 13 and 7 is 20 and 4 is 24. There's at least 25 rooms there or more, 30. I don't know how many rooms. It seems like it's a spiritual world. It's unlimited rooms. Ananta, Shesh. Because remember, who is Advaitacharya? Mahavishnu. So he's no problem. Manifest unlimited rooms. Four rooms were filled with flat rice and there were thousands of bunches of bananas. Na jani kateka nari kela guyapan kota haite asiya haila vidyaman. No one knew where all the coconuts, betel nuts, and betel leaves came from. They just simply manifested. Potala bar takutora alu shakman katagara barijatshe nahika praman. No one could even estimate how many rooms were filled with portal, eggplant, banana stems, potato shuck, and the upper portions of the Arabi plant. Sahasra sahasra gara, degi dadi dugda, shira ikshudanda anukarera sani mugda. Granga saw thousands of pitchers filled with milk and yogurt. Wow, I wonder if he went to steal it. Different Leela. And he saw condensed milk, sugar candy, and sprouted mung dal. All right, they're eating sprouts over there. Taila lavan grita kalas deki prabhujata sakala anataliki bhare pare kata. Gauranga saw unlimited pots of oil, salt, ghee. I can't describe everything. Ati amanushi deki sakala sambhar chitayena prabhurahaila chamatkar. On seeing all these extraordinary arrangements, Lord Gauranga's heart was struck with wonder. Chitta chamatkar. Prabhu Bali, E Sampati Manushjera Nai, Acharya Maheshahina, Mora Chitilai. Manushjera Eteke, Ki Sampati Sambhave, E Sampati Sakali Sambhave Mahadevi. These opulences are not possible for any ordinary human being. I think Advaitacharya must be Mahesh. How can an ordinary human being possess such opulence? Only Mahadev Shankar possesses such opulences. Mujilana Charya Maheshavatare Matasi Prabhu Bali Bharbar Charli Advaitera Tatva Mahaprabhu Hai Kai Jai Haya Sukriti Se Paramanande Lai Tannavakya Nadara Anastaya Har Tadeshi Advaitaya Agni Avatar Jadyapi Advaita Koti Chanda Shushital Tadapi Chaitanya Vimokera Kalanal. I can understand that Advaita Charya is the incarnation of Sadashiva Mahesh. Shankar Bhagavan ki jai. Bam bam bhole. Bholanath Mahadeva ki jai. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Om Namo Shivaya. Shankar Bhagavan ki jai. Kundeshwar Mahadeva ki jai. Govishwar Mahadeva ki jai. Uteshwar Mahadeva ki jai. Gokarneshwar Mahadeva ki jai. Rangeshwar Mahadeva ki jai. Chagaleshwar Mahadeva ki jai, Kameshwar Mahadeva ki jai, Nandishwar Mahadeva ki jai, Amarnath ki jai, Kedarnath ki jai, Kailashnath ki jai, Kashi Vishwanath ki jai, Pashupati Nath ki jai. Jai Jai Mahadeva, Har Har Mahadeva. I can understand that Advaitacharya is an incarnation of Lord Shiva. Gauranga smiled as he repeatedly spoke in this way. Mahaprabhu indirectly glorified the position of Advaita, a pious person who accepts this truth with great pleasure. He will accept. Advaita is like the incarnation of fire for anyone who is faithless. Agni Avatar. Shri Advaita Agni Avatar. And who disrespects the words of Mahaprabhu. Although Advaita is as cooling as millions of moons, Chandra Shushitala, Advaita Koti Chandra Shushitala, he is like the fire of destruction for a person averse to Lord Chaitanya, Kala Nala. Vimukera, Chaitanya Vimuk. If someone's face is turned away from Lord Chaitanya, he will burn them to ashes. Sukriti jay janabale shivahena nam Sehakona prasange na jani tatvatan Sekshane sarvapapa haite shudahai Vedi shastri bhagavate e tatvakai. Even if one does not know the glories of Lord Shiva, simply by chanting his name one will immediately be purified of all sinful reactions. Shankar Bhagavan Mahadev Shiva Ki Jai. Shiva, 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 Shiva. So we just did, see? I was foreshadowing. We already absorbed in all this Ishvara, that Ishvara. This is the verdict of the Vedic literatures and the Srimad Bhagavatam. So our chanting of Shiva's names, of various Shivas, that are spread throughout Braj Mandal and the rest of India, was all bona fide practice by the Vedas and the Bhagavat. Hena Shiva Nama Shuni Jaradukahai Se Jana Amangala Samudre Basai. One who becomes unhappy on hearing the name of Shiva floats in an ocean of inauspiciousness. So anyone out there was unhappy to hear the name of Shiva, you will amangal samudra basaya. You will float in an ocean of misery. Yadvaksharam nama kire ritandrinam sakrit prasanga agam ashu hanti tat pavitra kirtim tamalanga shashanam bhavannaho dveshti shivam shivetara. Bhavan naho dveshti shivam shivetaraha. Someone speaking to their father. My dear father, you are committing the greatest offense by envying Lord Shiva, whose very name consisting of two syllables, Shiva, purifies one of all sinful activities. Shiva's order is never neglected. Lord Shiva is always pure, and no one but you envies him. Alas, you are the personification of inauspiciousness. I wonder who's speaking this. I don't know who's speaking to him. It's not said. It's quoted from somewhere. Shri Varane Krishna Chandra Bolena Alpane Shiva Jaina Puja Seva More Puja Kene. Lord Krishna Chandra has declared with his own mouth. Why would anyone who does not worship Shiva worship me? Mora Priya Shiva Prati Anadhara Jar Anadhara. Let's see. Mora Priya Shiva Prati Anadhara Jar Hemate Va More Bhakti Haibe Tahar. How can a person who disrespects my Lord Shiva attain bhakti? Katamva mai bhaktim sa lavatam papapurusha yamariyam param bhaktam shivam sampujayena ye. How can a sinful person who is envious of the Vaishnava attain bhakti if he does not respectfully worship my dear devotee Shiva? Ateva sarvadye Sri Krishna puji tabe Priti Shiva puji puji beka sarvadeve. Priti Shiva puji puji beka sarvadeve. It's really beautiful. It's cute Bengali. Priti Shiva puji puji beka sarvadeve. Puji puji. Priti Shiva puji puji beka sarvadeve. Therefore, one should first worship Lord Krishna, then after worshipping Lord Shiva with love, he should worship all the demigods. Prataham Keshavam Pujam Kritva Deva Maheshwaram Pujaniya Mahabhaktya Jechanye Santidevataha. Skanda Purana says, first one should worship the cause of all causes, Lord Sri Krishna. Then one should worship Shiva, the best of the demigods. After one should worship all the demigods in full devotion. So basically we worship the Lord and his pure devotees, then everybody else. Just like we do in the temple. We offer all the articles to Radha Shyam, and then to the greatest devotee in Vrindavan, Tulsi, then the greatest devotee in this world, Gurudev, Prabhupada. So this kind of Prana is saying the same thing. We worship Krishna, then Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, Lord Shiva. The greatest of all the demigods, and then the other demigods, because they're mixed, they have so much karma mishra, bhakti, and jnana mishra, they're all mixed up. The Lord Shiva, he has pure devotion for the Lord. Hena Shiva, especially in Sara Shiva. Hena Shiva Dvaitari Bhale Sarajane, Seya Sri Chaitanya Chandra Ingita Karane. Because of Lord Chaitanya's indication, Advaita is accepted by saintly persons as that very same Lord Shiva. Sri Chaitanya Dev has revealed that Sri Advaita Prabhu is Vishnu Tattva, the ingredient cause of creation, the pure Mahesh Tattva. That is why devotees accept Sri Advaita Prabhu as equal to the Supreme Lord. We worship the teen Prabhus. Teen Prabhus are Balaram, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Mahaprabhu. These are called the teen Prabhus of the Gaudiya Vaishnava religion. Mahaprabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu. Ihate ad Buddhagana Mahakali Kare Advaitere Maya na Bhujiya Bhale Mare. Ignorant people who disagree with this fact can understand Advaita's glories and are therefore vanquished. Nava nava vastra savadeki prabhu jata sakala anantaleki bari parikata. I am unable to describe the unlimited varieties of new cloth that Lord Gauranga saw arranged for that Vyasa Puja ceremony of Madhavendra Puri Bhadaki. Sambara dekiya prabhu mahaharshaman achayarapa prasham prashamsha karena anakshan Gauranga was greatly pleased to see the arrangements, and he continually praised Advaitacharya. Eke eke deki prabhu sakala sambar sankirtana stanete aila punarbhar. After seeing every one of the arrangements, the Lord returned to where the sankirtana was being performed. So this is very nice. Eke 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 deki prabhu sakala sambar. Sambar means a saman. He saw each and everything. So we should understand that when we're partaking in a festival and we're playing our particular part or rendering our particular service, minuscule or insignificant as it may be, in relationship to the entire Mahotsav, we should rest assured and take encouragement in the fact that Krishna sees everything. Everywhere is eyes and faces, hands and legs. Savato panipadam tat savatokshi shiromukam. It's told in Gita. So the Lord, when there's a festival being arranged for the worship of the Lord, and the pleasure of the Lord, the pleasure of the Lord's pure devotees, so many devotees are taking part in big, so-called big and small ways. And they may think, oh, is the Lord seeing my service? Is the Lord... And after the festival is over and everything is said and done and everyone goes their separate ways, maybe you don't get appreciated or you don't get a pat on the back or a special prize, or you don't get the maha garland or the maha plate, or maybe seen to be ignored. Or, well, what about little old me? I also help with this festival. I also carry some pebbles for this bridge to Sri Lanka. Okay, I didn't bring any big Ganda mud in the mountains like Hanuman and do Herculean sevas like some other Bharabhaktas in the Sangha. But I played my part. I did my bit. I did my seva with all my full heart, my full enthusiasm. I made my garlands, or I strung 70 feet of marigold garlands or 100 feet of marigold garlands. To decorate temples, sometimes the ladies have to sit there and string really long garlands because they make garlands across the doorways and archways and around the poles, and they have to make 20-foot garlands. It's thousands and thousands of marigolds. They come. I stay up all night in the temple room putting needles through garlands so their fingers are bloody and poked so many times with a needle. And then no one says, oh, thank you. You're the one that made the marigold garlands that decorated the columns coming into the temple? Who's going to know? Because... But who offered the midnight artik, and so-and-so devotee donated, offered a new outfit for the deity. Let's everyone say Hari Bo, bom, bom, bling, ding. And so-and-so gave 2 lakhs for the full bungalow for the deities. So-and-so paid for the feast. Well, what about the little ladies that made the 150 feet of marigold garlands? There's no honorable mention of the unsung hero. The unsung heroes of the festival, the Mahotsav. But Krishna, eke eke deki Prabhu, our Prabhu, our Krishna Prabhu, our Mahaprabhu, our Guru, our Prabhu, our Gurudev, they're seeing every service rendered, no matter how big or how small. One devotee went in the kitchen and made some French fries for the Lord, because that's all they know how to cook. And they offer the French fries and the Prabhu's appearance day. There was 800 preparations. So one girl, cool boy or girl, went in and made French fries in the special kitchen set up for cooking. And somebody else went in and made 200 preparations. And then maybe they get special recognition. So-and-so made 200 preparations. But this is nice verse. The Lord was greatly pleased to see the arrangements, and he saw each and every one of the arrangements and everyone's service. He went to everyone, so we should understand when we're serving the Lord that he's looking right over our shoulder. He's standing just next to us, just behind us, looking over our shoulder, observing everything we're doing and giving us credit and acknowledgement. One should rest assured of that. Text 490, Antya 4. Prabhu Matra Ayelena Sankirtana Stane Parananda Pailena Sarva Bhaktagane. As soon as Gauranga came to the place of Sankirtan, All the devotees became filled with ecstasy. Sarvabhaktagan, Parananda. Ailena Sankirtana Stan Parananda Sarvabhaktagan. I guess everyone would feel pretty ecstatic. The father, the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, the father of Sankirtan, walked into your assembly. Everything would go to a higher pitch of ecstasy. The highest pitch of ecstasy. Na jani ke kon dike, na jani ke kon dike, na chigai vai, na jani ke kon dike, mahanande dai. Who can describe the way the devotees danced, sang, played instruments, and ran about in ecstasy? So some devotees, they didn't know how to dance so well. They couldn't play musical instruments, so they just ran around. They ran around in ecstasy, running here and there in circles, bouncing off everybody. So that'd be a nice sight to see. Some were singing and dancing and playing, and those that didn't know how to sing, or they sang off key and couldn't play very good kartals, they didn't know how to dance, they were kind of uncoordinated. They just ran around like rabbits here and there in the Sankirtan party. Save Kare Jaya Jaya Maha Hari Dwani Bala Bala Hari Bal Hara Nahi Suni. Everyone exclaimed, Jaya Jaya, as they chanted the name of Hari. Nothing else could be heard than chant, chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Sarva Vaishnava Ranga Chandane Bhushita Savara Sundara Vaksha Malaye Purnita. The bodies of the Vaishnavas were decorated with sandalwood pulp, and their attractive chests were adorned with flower garlands. Sabe prabhura parishadera pradhan, sabe nritya gitakari prabhu vidyaman. They were all the parishads of Mahaprabhu. They danced and sang in the company of their eternal beloved Lord. Mahanande Uttila Shihari Sankirtan Jejwani Pavichakari Ananta Bhuvan. The sound vibration of that ecstatic Harinam Sankirtan of the Lord purified the entire universe, unlimited universes. Dwani Pavicha Ananta Bhuvan. Says the entire, it means unlimited, Ananta Bhuvan. Purbhuva Swa, everywhere, Ananta Bhuvan. Unlimited universes. Nityananda Mahamala Prema Sukhamai Balya Bhave Nityakari Lena Atishai. Nityananda was like a wrestler, Mahamala. Mahamala. Mala means wrestler. Chandravali's wife is known as Govardhan Mala. He's a wrestler. He would sometimes go to Mathura and wrestle with Kamsa. That's big, because Kamsa is like pretty powerful. That's how Kamsa got all these demons to work for him, because he fought them and defeated them. So Kuvalayapita, the elephant, that man-eating elephant, Keshi, all these powerful demons, he fought with them all and defeated them and enlisted them in his army to work for us as henchmen. It's described in the Garga Samhita some of the fights that he had to defeat, the fight he had with Keshi and the fight he had with Kuvalayapita, the mad elephant. That when he was fighting, when Kamsa was, it's like a whole section, glories of Kamsa. So many chapters in Garga Samhita, so everyone can understand what a formidable enemy he was. And now Krishna was only 10 years old, and just hit him. Actually, it says that when Vishnu Chakravarti says when Krishna jumped on the dais, just the breeze blowing from Krishna's body killed Kamsa. There he was, just he jumped up on the royal dais to punch him, but he was already dead. And Krishna straddled his chest and he punched him one time, but he was already dead just from the breeze. No, Krishna just did that to make it look like something happened. It's drama, otherwise it would just have to make it look like a fight, at least a one-punch fight. Many fights are only one punch. That's why they say you should get the first punch. If you ever get in a fight, you should take the first punch because you may knock out your opponent or be knocked out if you get the first punch. We have a phrase. This is not a Kshatriya's phrase. This is the phrase of Kali Yuga Shudras. He who flees and runs away lives to fight another day. This is the motto of Kali Yuga Shudras. He who flees and runs away lives to fight another day. And the real Kshatriya either wins or dies on the battlefield. He doesn't run from the battlefield. He goes to fight and either he wins or he dies. He doesn't come back home. Do or die, it's all for Rai, Radharani. This is Govardhan Mala, so this is, we're talking about Nityananda. He was like a wrestler. He's a Mahamala. Prima Sukhamaya. He's always full of happiness of love. He danced wildly in the mood of a child, Balya Bhav, Atishai. Like a wild child he was dancing. Vivalak Haya Ati Acharya Gosai Jatanriti Karilena Tara Antanai. Awaitacharya was overwhelmed in ecstasy as he danced without stop. Antanai. There was no end to his dancing. Nachilena aneka takura haridas sabe nachena ati paya ulas. Takura haridas danced in many different ways as everyone else danced joyfully. Mahaprabhu Sri Gora Sundar Sarva Shesh Nityakari Lena Ati Ashesha Vishesh. Eventually, Sri Gora Sundar Mahaprabhu began dancing in unlimited ways. So seeing there's different udipans for to rise, to stimulate one's ecstasy of love. So Lord Chaitanya, he came into the Sangha and all the Sankirtan devotees were so blissful and happy to see him and to show their appreciation and love, loving gratitude for his appearance amongst them. They all started dancing. And seeing his intimate associates, the two Prabhus, Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda, and that great Haridas, that Namacharya Haridas Thakur, seeing them dancing so euphorically and ecstatically, inspired and stimulated the sthayi bhava of Lord Chaitanya, his love, his sakya prem, his brotherly love for his devotees, Nitai and Haridas and Advaita. So then he joined them, started dancing. You see that sometimes, even in temples, devotees are dancing and some devotees are watching, and finally his motor gets turned on. He gets his motor turned on and he starts, joins the fun, so to speak. Starts dancing. He may be induced also. Someone may throw him in the center of a circle, then he does his bit, then retires to the periphery and turns off his motor. That's very common. You see people standing in the periphery of circle watching the ecstatic dancers and chanters, and he's basically not participating really. His mind is elsewhere, his body is in neutral gear, and someone comes up behind him, pushes him, drags him in the center of the circle and says, hey. So then he feels, well, the spotlights are on me, I better perform. So then he sticks his hands above his head and spins around for 2 minutes. And everybody claps their hands, and he retires the periphery and then sleeps for the rest of the kirtan. That's not exactly what the idea was. The idea was to turn on your motor and run till the end, till you run out of gas. Dance until you drop. This is sankirtan. Dance until you drop. Drop means all your false ego drops off your atma and all your sins drop off the tree of your body. Simply by clapping your hands, all the birds of sinful desire fly off the body. It's nectar devotion. You go under a tree and you go, all the birds fly away. So when you clap your hands in front of the deities, on Harinam Sankirtan, then all the birds of sinful desire fly off the tree of the body. Because Karatali clapping is one of the instruments of Sankirtan. Karatali, that means clapping. And Kartal, of course, is his metal instrument, cymbals. But Kara means hand in Sanskrit, Karatali. Tali means tal, keep the beat, Karatali. Karatali, keep the beat with your hands. So now, enter the Lord. Dun, 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 dun. Sarva parishara prabhu age natchaya sheshe nitya karene apane sabalaya. At first inducing all his associates to dance, Gauranga finally began dancing along with everyone. Notch, notch. Everyone dance. Notch, notch. Mandali kariya natche sarva bhakta gan madhye natche mahaprabhu shri shachinandan. The devotees danced in groups and Mahaprabhu Sri Shachinandan danced in the middle. Mandali kariya natche madhye natche mahaprabhu shri shachinandan. E mata sarvadina nachya gaya vasilena mahaprabhu sabare laya. After dancing and singing throughout the day, Mahaprabhu sat down with everyone. And what do you suppose they did? After dancing, and they sat down. Mahaprasade govinde nama brahmane vaishnave sampanivata rajan vishvaso navajayate sharira avidyaja Tendriya Tehekal Jiva Phale Visaya Sagare Tarma Jivayati Lobha Moisa Durmati Takejita Kutina Sangsare Krishna Boradoya Moi Kodi Bara Jiva Joy Swaprasad on a Lilo Pai Se Anamrita Pal Radha Krishna Gunagal Premedako Chitaninitai Chaitaninitai. They sat down and then Tabe She She Agya Magi Advaita Charya Bojanera Karita Lagila Sarvakarya. Advaita Charya took permission from Gauranga and went to make all the arrangements for serving the prasad to all the assembled devotees in his house, because it's his program. Vasilena Mahaprabhu Karite Bhojan Madhye Prabhu Chaturdike Sarva Bhaktagan. Mahaprabhu sat down in the middle to eat, and all the devotees sat around him, just like Krishna sitting on the banks of the Jamuna, surrounded by all the coward boys. Or in Kamyavana, Bhojantali. You've been there, Kamyavana? And then Krishna would sit there in the middle, and all the boys around. Chaturdiki Bhaktagan, Jaina Tarachai, Madhyakoti Chandra Jaina Prabhura Udhai. Gaura Chandra, sitting in the middle of all the bhaktas, appeared as effulgent as millions of moons. Gaura Chandra Bhagavan ki jai. The devotees surrounding him appeared like so many stars. Tara means stars. Tara means star. That's interesting. Tara. We say nakshatra is also in Hindi. They say nakshatra, Tara. Divyana Baho Vidya Pishtaka Vyanjan Madhavendra Aradana Ayarandan. Now, what did they honor at that feast? Divine rice, milk cakes, vegetable preparations that Mother Shachi cooked for the worship of Madhavendra. Madhavendra Aradana. Madhava Puriya Kata Kaya Kaya. Bhojan Karina Prabhu Sarva Bhakta Lahiya. As Gauranga ate with all the devotees, he continually narrated the glories of Madhavendra Puri. He's telling the benefits of eating this Utsav Prasad? What are the benefits of eating the remnants of Vyasadeva or the Guru on the Vyasa Purnima day or the Vyasa Puja day? The way Vaitacharya's Guru is Madhavendra Puri and he's worshipping on this Vyasa Puja ceremony his divine savior and guru, Madhavendra Puri. So Gauranga is about to tell what happens if someone honors the Guru Prasad on his appearance day, Abhirbhav. Prabhupada Madhavendra Aradana Titi Bhakti Haya Govinde Bhojana Kaile Iti. Gauranga said, if one honors the prasad that has been offered during the appearance festival of Madhavendra Puri, he will attain Govinda Bhakti. He matta rangi prabhu kariya bhojan vasilena giya prabhu kari achaman. After joyfully finishing the meal, he matta rangi ranga bhojan tabe divya sugandhi chandana divya mala prabhura samukhe ani advaita tuila. Advaita brought fragrant sandalwood pulp and beautiful garlands before the Lord. This is the basic sequence of events here. After the feast, then you offer the garlands and sandalwood pulp, because when one honors Mahaprasad, especially Ranga Bhojan, with great delight and joy, he eats up to the neck, Akantapudya, then his body heat increases quite a bit. When you stoke the furnace with lots of wood, then the fire burns very brightly. So when you put a lot of fuel in your belly, jataragni, the fire digestion, burns very brightly, so the body gets quite warm. So then some nice chandan on the head will cool it, very refreshing and cooling for the body and mind. And then the fragrant garland, Mahaprasadi garland, decorating the neck of the Vaishnavas after prasad, gives very wonderful, relaxing fragrances of the fragrant flowers there in that garland, which are actually aids to digestion. They relax the mind and induce the body to function more efficiently. So these are part of the elements of a festival. Decorating the devotees when they arrive there with chandan garlands. And then there's the chanting and dancing and maybe pravachan. And then there's a big feast, and after the feast there'll be fresh garlands and more sandalwood paste. This is the standard sequence of worship of the attendees in the Utsav, as shown in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Tabi Prabhu Nityananda Surupera Age. Dilena Chandanmala Maha Anarage. Gauranga first affectionately offered sandalwood pulp and a flower garland to Nityananda Sarup. Tabe Prabhu Sarva Vaishnavere Jane Jane Sri Haste Chandan Mala Dilena Apane. Gauranga personally offered sandalwood pulp and a flower garland to each and every Vaishnava. Prem Purushottam Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. This is prema in action. Prema is not a word, it's not a concept, it's not a principle, it's not a feeling. It's an expression of a heart tied to the lotus feet of Krishna. So here we see Gauranga expressing the pure love of his heart. Love me, love my dog. So he loves God and he worships him. Nityananda is God, he worships him, but he doesn't neglect all the bhaktas. He doesn't worship God and not the bhaktas. He worships Nityananda Sarup, who is the very form of Bhagavan, Balaram. And then he personally offered himself Sri Haste Chandan Mala Dilena Ap. Sri Haste, with that beautiful sweet hand of Radharani, with that Radha Bhav, that Aradhana Bhav. That aradhana bhava of Radharani, because it says Sri Haste means his hand, Haste means hand, means the hand of Sri, because Gauranga is in Radha Bhava. That beautiful worshipping mood, that mood of worship, aradhana, aradha, aradhana, aradhana. So he's worshipping each Vaishnava not neglecting anyone, each and every one. Chandan and Mala, very sweet and appealing and attractive dealings. Shri Hastera Prasada Paya Bhaktagan Sabara Haila Parananda Mayaman. When the devotees received these items from the hands of Gauranga, their hearts became filled with ecstasy. That's what happens. Shri Haste Chandan Mala Dilena. So devotees, when they receive these items from the hands of the Lord, Shri Hastera Prasada Paya Bhaktagan, Parananda Maya Man, their minds became saturated with the topmost transcendental bliss, because they were directly receiving the pure love of the Lord. Love is ecstatic. Love is bliss-producing. Love saturates the mind and satisfies the heart. And that's what Gaudiya Vaishnavism is all about. Saturating the minds and hearts of the people. Saturating the minds of the people with love and satisfying their hearts with love. Heart satisfaction and mind, heart saturation with love and mind satisfaction. So this prema, this Krishna prema, Gauranga prema, it satisfies the mind completely and completely saturates the heart with the greatest joy and bliss. So what it says when the devotees receive these items, paya bhaktagan, these items are nothing but the expressions of love, the bhav, the aradhana bhav, the desire of the Lord, the sentiments of the Lord to worship and love His devotees. The items that we offer are simply expressions of our heart. It's not the item that counts, it's the heart that counts. The heart behind the item. It's not the gunpowder that counts, it's the bullet that counts. You can have a blank cartridge filled with gunpowder and put it in a revolver and pull the trigger and it'll go boom, boom, boom. But it won't hurt anyone or go anywhere or have any effect on anything. It has, because it's not, there's no proper connection. So when our expressions, our outward expressions, our sourcing are connected to love, then our expressions and our movements are loving expressions and loving movements. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is showing the path of love. He's teaching the path of love. Love all the devotees, respect all the devotees, serve all the devotees. When the devotees receive these items from the hand of the Lord, that means the hand of the Lord touched their foreheads. Because He put chandan on them. Personally offered them chandan pulp. It doesn't mean He put it in their hand and they put it on their own foreheads. He put it up personally, dabbed it. He dabbed it on their foreheads and maybe on their shoulders or chests, whatever. With His own loving hand, Sri Haste, that beautiful, tender, sweet, compassionate hand of Radha. Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So much care, so much attention, so much humility, so much appreciation, so much gratitude, so much acceptance and acknowledgement. This is all behind the hand. This is all coming from the heart. All these feelings are mixed in the hand gestures of Mahaprabhu when He places the garland around their neck or the chandan on their forehead. This is Prem Purushottam Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Uchakari Sabe Karena Hari Twani Kiba Se Ananda Haila Kaite Najani. Vrindavandas Thakur, who is in a Leela Samadhi of seeing this whole pastime in Shantipur, he's telling, oh, listen, my readers, I can't describe how happy everyone was when they loudly chanted the name of Hari. Advaitara Jayananda Anta Nahitar Apane Vaikuntha Nath Griha Madhya Jandra. There was no end to Advaita's ecstasy, for the Lord of Vaikuntha Gauranga was personally present in His house. E Sakala Ranga Prabhu Kare Lena Jata Manashera Shaktiya Varni Beka Kata. How can a human being have the power to describe all these pastimes of the Supreme Lord? Eko divasera jata chaitanya vihar koti vatsareyo kehanari vanibhar. Even if millions of years I could not describe the pastimes of Garanga performed in one day. Pakshi jena akashera antanahi pai. Jatadur shakti tatadur udi jai. A bird cannot reach the end of the sky no matter how high and how far it flies. It can only fly as far as his wings can carry him. E mata chaitanya jashera antanai. Tinho jatadena shakti tatamatra gai. In the same way, I, like a tiny bird, cannot find the end of Lord Chaitanya's glories. No one can describe them only as far as one is able. One can describe them only as far as he can, according to his powers. Kashtera putali jena kuhake nachai e matagura chandra more jebai. Whatever I describe is only by the direction of Gaurachandra. I am like a puppet dancing by the direction of the puppeteer. Cut putli. Putali. E sava katara anukrama nahi jani jete mate chaitanyara yasya sevakani. I do not know the proper sequence of Guru's pastimes, yet somehow or other I am trying to glorify them. Sarva Vaishnavera paye mora namaskar itte aparada kichu nahoka amar e sakala punya kata je karishavan avashya milaye tare krishna premadan sri krishna chaitanya nitya nanda chanjan vrindavan Nadasatachu pada jugegan. Vrindavan Das Thakur closes Anti Lila, volume part one, with these three prayers to all of you, with a blessing, and then remembering the lotus feet of his worshipful lords. Let me offer my respectful obeisances at the feet of the Vaishnavas so that they may not consider my offenses. Whoever hears these auspicious narrations will certainly attain Krishna Premadan, ecstatic, the wealth of ecstatic love for Krishna. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Nitai Chand as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Chand as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus ends Anti Lila chapter 4, descriptions of Sri Achyutananda's pastimes and the worship of Sri Madhavendra Puri Pada Ki Jai. Advaitacharya ki jai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Vrindavan Das Thakura ki jai. So we finished this Antya Kanda part one, and by the grace of the Lord, tomorrow we will start with Antya Kanda part two.